This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author's segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author Becca Stevens was born in 1963 in Connecticut. When she was 4 years old, her family relocated to Nashville, Tennessee. A year later, her father, who was an Episcopal priest, was killed in a car accident by a drunk driver. And shortly after his death, an elder in her father's church sexually molested Becca. Understandably, this was the event that most greatly influenced the direction of her life. Becca Stevens attended John Overton High School and then the University of the South in Sewanee, Tennessee, where she studied math. When she graduated, she completed an internship at Bread of the World and led the Canuga Conference Center's youth program near Hendersonville, North Carolina. In 1987, Stevens returned to Nashville and enrolled in Vanderbilt Divinity School and was ordained as an Episcopal priest. During her schooling, she volunteered in projects to help homeless women and those dealing with addiction. These experiences solidified her longtime desire to open a sanctuary for survivors of sexual abuse. Her vision became a reality in 1997 when she founded Magdalene, a 2-year residential program for survivors of prostitution, trafficking, and addiction. And a few years later, she started Thistle Farms, which employs the same group of women to make home and body products sold in retail stores and online. Next came the cafe at Thistle Farms, staffed by the program's graduates. Stevens began writing books in 2004. To date, she has written 12. Her book titled Sanctuary was nominated by Christianity Today as the best spirituality book of 2005. Stevens wrote a memoir in 2013 titled Snake Oil, The Art of Healing and Truth-Telling, which details her own sexual abuse and healing and how her ministry led to the founding of Thistle Farms. It was named an area bestseller by the Tennessean newspaper. That same year, Stevens was inducted into the Tennessee Women's Hall of Fame. Another book by Stevens titled The Way of Tea and Justice, Rescuing the World's Favorite Beverage from Its Violent History, recounts the victories and unexpected challenges of building her cafe. The book also offers moving reflections of the meaning of tea in our lives. Plus, there's recipes for tea blends that readers can make themselves. Becca Stevens learned how to survive, and now she inspires others with her often profound words, like these, from her book titled Funeral for a Stranger, Thoughts on Life and Love. I have seen water move rocks. I have seen thistles break through boulders. If water and flowers can move stones, surely love can.
Support for the author's page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The author's page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org. or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.